What the fuck is this?
You don't know the song?
Yeah.
No, bitch.
Well, we gonna play this. You asked me to play a song.
2 Chainz?
No. Damn right, bro. Oh, yeah, it is. Is it recording? You don't know this song?
I know 2 Chainz, but I'm more of a 21 Savage girl. Hey.
So,
2 Chainz too smart for me. He got a degree and shit.
Really?
I want a real gangbang.
You know this song, right?
Nah, but 2 Chainz.
You don't know it either? Rocking. Wait, hold on. Let me go to the chorus real quick.
Let me get to,
let me
get to the chorus.
Wait, that's Travis Scott.
2 Chainz like the best that ever did it right now.
All right, well, anyways, guys, that was 4AM featuring Travis Scott on the Pink Trap House album. What's it called? Is it Trap? Pretty Girls Like Trap? That's that album.
It's a Pink Trap House on the album. Covers,
yeah, so that is actually like the other album I like to listen to when I'm feeling like I want some Southern dick. Because apparently I can't find that up here very much. So I just listen to trap music.
Honestly,
when
Bronx
I can't
is hood get enough to where you should get the feel.
Who?
Bronx niggas is hood enough.
I don't fuck with Bronx niggas. They're all Chicos.
Bronx any, niggas?
Yeah, right.
Niggas fuck with Bronx people?
I haven't met.
Mandy's Bronx people.
I live in the Bronx. Don't do that. Don't look at me like that.
Like, and, oh my Bronx God, niggas is legal. Queen, as long as it's not a Queens nigga, you could do anything.
I don't like Queens niggas. They're like, they all live with their families.
Girl,
do they? Because Long Island City is kind of popping.
Man,
oh, that's
Island
new.
Niggas.
That's new, though, right? Long Island City.
Man, they do their best to be like Brooklyn, so I ain't mad at Long Island. But them Bronx niggas,
Where are you from?
Don't like going nowhere. They don't come out the Bronx. You know.
I'll attest. Actually, they do Harlem. They'll, you know.
Yeah, they go to a party. They jet back to the Bronx.
So where are the dudes you from?
Can't hear myself. You know I'm narcissistic.
Look, I know now it's okay. We trying to get this sound right and shit.
We don't need to hear you
hear
with that tongue.
At all.
You don't gotta say nothing. All you gotta do is
shit. They gonna think
stick
I'm too
that
aggressive.
Tongue out.
I told you my niggas be like above the Bronx, like New Rochelle, Mount Vernon.
Okay.
Or yeah. Anyways, guys, welcome to another episode. We just fucking want to talk of horrible decisions. This is your girl. Manday.
Did you need to read your name, bitch?
No, bitch. I don't know what
Did
I was looking at.
Horrible decision.
Of course, horrible decisions.
It was horrible decisions.
Horrible decisions. That's what.
It's horrible.
Horrible.
Don't make it horrible.
Horrible.
Long as
I said
it's
horrible.
Done with taste, baby.
Horrible, like a horror. God damn it, people. Yeah. People know by now.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
And do you want to introduce? You know, my
and
co-host.
I'm Weezy, and we have the very long-tongued man we just found out a few minutes ago.
So, guys, we brought Tahoe back on the show. If you guys know, he was on episode like 14, 13, one of them episodes.
We had to bring Tahoe back for the culture because mad so chicks wanted good. To fuck Sam White out. And it was like, okay, we need another man the bitches want to fuck, but more they speed.
I hate
nah,
you.
But I like Sam White out.
Oh, I love Sam White out, but I just meant, you know, on, like, shit. Like black is what I meant.
Well, I just not go follow only, the boy on Twitter. He's swaggy for
he's
a
swaggy
while.
As
Sam
swaggy.
Is
ain't
so
he,
fucking,
ain't
people
he?
Loved it. Bitches was going crazy. Like, oh, bitch, he... For the culture too.
So
no, I had a few girls like y'all don't bring never bring niggas on. I'm like, we had Tahoe, and we got Tahoe,
and then like here go Tahoe again. But we literally thought we'd bring him on today because we actually have been getting emails sent to us where we feel like it wouldn't do justice for us to answer them. So we kind of want a guy's perspective. Not only that, me and Tahoe be going in at it on motherfucking Twitter, and I think I argue with him every other day.
I reached out to Weezy, gave her a little argument the other day.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I remember. She called me.
Came for you too.
She called me and was like, girl, you know me and Tahoe just got on it on Instagram.
He just wanted
comments.
To come for me. That's all he wanted to do. Even when his mom was like, damn, can you read what she said?
You know, I got to keep my foot on y'all necks, man. Y'all out here taking over and shit.
Oh,
keep
my
your foot
God.
On Andy.
I'm just
there.
Not
the one to be in movement.
You know, be the last man standing out here, but. Let's do it. Let's
so
go.
The last time you came on the show, we did a Have You Ever, and I feel like you a grown man. Mm-hmm. You talk about how you grown and been there, done that.
You're pretty so, horrible, so we
you
can't
know,
really
so
have
we
you
figured
ever.
Figured you've done a lot, so we gonna switch it up. And
you got
we
your titties
wanna,
in your shirt today. Are you gonna just take them out? You might as well just
I'm
put them
not
on the table.
Taking them out. They're actually
like.
In a bra.
Just put them on the table.
They're in a bra tonight. I'm not taking my.
Are you gonna show him two tits this time?
No, he's not Weezy, seeing any
turn,
tits.
Though,
it is not.
Your tits are the one almost popping out of your fucking onesie. Yes.
Fine.
Those are the ones
wait,
hiding your gut, right? That's what you said today.
You fucking asshole.
Yes.
Not everybody
yes.
follows me on Instagram. Yeah, my homegirl was saying, like, what do you
attention.
Do when you feel fat? I'm like, bitch, I don't really feel fat because my titties is a distraction from Pudge.
Well, you know I'm the so shameless guy, so I'm going to just keep staring at them things till they come out. You know
guys,
what I'm
they might. just for fun. You know, you came all the way out here.
So we're going to do the this or that. I'm going to ask you, I have two questions. I don't know if you have any. I sent you my two questions. So if you have any other one, I would love for you to.
I have one. Just...
So before we start, we're going to do the this or that, guys. So for Tahoe, would you rather date an escort or date a porn star? Now, there is a difference. So I just want to know which is the worst of the two.
Let's define. First of all, let's define it.
Okay, so to me,
I know what your answer is going
to
be.
So to me, an escort is someone who, whether they post online, they have sex for money. However, it's possibly not publicized.
Or companionship. It could lead into sex, but they sell their time for money.
And then a porn star, clearly you can see on Pornhub. They have sex for money as well, but they get filmed. So, you know, porn stars can do one or two films and that's that.
But I don't escorts know, porn is to more me, of acting too, though. Like, it's not.
It is acting. So I think those are good definitions.
Yeah.
That's the difference. One is being taped. The other does it
all right, so
privately.
I have problems with this. It's a trick question. The reason why I feel it's a trick question is because.
We said this or that, bro.
It's this or that. You got to pick one.
Lawyer, porn star, or the fuck?
Can I give my understanding first? I mean, yes. I don't want to take too much time. A porn star, you know, I love porn. I love porn.
He just closed his eyes.
It was imagining.
But then when
a porn
it comes
star.
Down to it, you know, first of all, they get tested often.
They do.
That is one thing that I do know. Janet Jackman, I don't know if y'all know, that was one of my closest friends for a while. I was a close friend of mine for a while. But I couldn't be. I had seen her fuck so many niggas in so many different ways. She used to want me to be, and I couldn't do it. I was just like,
really?
Let's just keep it friends.
Really?
That was me. I just couldn't do it.
Was what fucked you up, watching her with someone else?
I'm going to keep it 1,000. And damn, Janet, I'm sorry to do this to you, baby. Janet was on the East Coast.
Okay, I already know what you're talking about.
And so it just bothered me that she was over here. She used to wear the hat down and like a trench coat. And I was wondering what she was hiding from. I was literally like, is there something wrong? Did she burn the wrong motherfucker?
Oh, wait, no, I was thinking West Coast for a second because that's where the HIV epidemic
right.
was.
But then she showed up on my block and she lived on my block for a good year and a half. So I made my introduction
and
to everything.
What was it?
And I don't know why she was hiding. I felt that she was hiding.
Maybe she didn't.
Maybe she just didn't want regular. Okay, so the escort. So what's your take on an escort then?
The escort, you know, I'm a non-broke, hashtag broke nigga. And I just feel like an escort is going to do her best to charge as much as she can for as much as she, you know, for anything. Right?
You're saying she's willing to do anything.
You're going to charge me for asshole. You're going to charge me for this.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, this is not you. This is your girl. This would be your girl. This isn't charging you. This would be your girl. Which one would you rather wife?
Yeah. Which one would you rather? Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, we could do the escort then.
You would do the escort over a
porn star?
I didn't think you were going to say that either.
Yeah, I'll probably do the escort.
So you have a problem with the visual. So you don't want to be able to see your bitch fucking guys.
I know the S. Well, I know you out there doing this, Danny. How you gonna be my girl? It's just not my style. Like I'm the type of nigga that don't really want my girl fucking other niggas. Like, what am I gonna do?
I
can't stand there and watch a nigga
shocked right now.
Keep fucking you.
That's
like,
crazy. Yeah.
First of all, you know that something is more. I don't know if you've ever like kind of watched behind the scenes
out to
on porn,
go get
right?
Money from a
but
nigga.
You have other people in the room. You know this is 1 hour. It's on film. It's completely done. I've even seen porn where I could tell the girl's face is like, all right, let's get this shit over with. But with an escort, you have no idea what's going on. The emotional connection that people want, girlfriend experience, the dinners, even the intimacy from being an escort, opposed to, I had to work for 2 hours.
You know I'm from Brooklyn, right?
Okay.
You don't know where I come from.
What are you saying,
what does
bro?
That mean?
We will send a chick to link with a nigga so I could rob that nigga.
Oh, my God.
So you could do, bitch,
this is more beneficial for my
life.
This is more beneficial for me.
I be sitting down the block in a blacked out fucking truck waiting for you to come out with a nigga point to which pocket he put it in so I could go get that. I don't care what y'all had to do inside.
Brooklyn. See, and this is why
and go
I
home and fuck
with...
the shit out you
so
just because
you saying
came off just now for that bag.
Like, you want to pimp her?
Basically.
Is that what you want to do?
An escort is more
pimpable. A pimp is actually paying you to fuck. An escort is not necessarily fucking. It's a lot of chicks out here that fuck with sugar daddies and fuck with niggas just to get that bag and ain't fucking them like that.
You right.
It's a lot of them
you just living
now,
on hope that
I'm
she
not
ain't gonna fuck.
Right. You
I'm
living
not,
on hope.
Nah, but
basically.
See, my thing is this. Trust is everything. Tell me whatever. Tell me the truth. Let me deal with the truth.
But see, that's
so if I know what it is with you.
Okay.
Okay. I know what it is. If it just had to pop, because
it's crazy
the
because it's what you just said. To me, you would know more of what it is with a porn
now,
star.
Is the reason that you're saying no because other people would know?
He don't want to see it. That's what it is. Yeah.
I just me he don't want to see it. Well, I don't want to see my chick getting 20 bang like cum shots. Like what's the chick name? Monet
Divine.
Divine. I remember
I'm,
she was
I'm
fucking
cool
my
with her.
Boy.
She lives out here.
I love my Monet. Boy, and she had like just done a cum bucket. Like she was niggas was 20 niggas coming in her mouth.
Yeah.
Am I out with us in the club back in the days? I'm looking at her like, yeah. Kiss her. I'm like, take a look at my man. Go get kiss her.
Okay, so this is another one. And Weezy, if you could just get the Instagram ready.
I can't do that.
Why? I want him to see the picture in case he.
I can't do
that. Well, I'm going to ask.
Do it, baby.
I'm going to ask.
Do it. Don't be scared.
And it doesn't matter because I got it in my DMs then. So I want to ask, would you fuck a girl missing one leg or missing one arm?
I fuck both at the same time. Shit, I've been wanting to fuck a midget my whole life. So one leg.
Why are you looking like that? Like, do you know there's fetishes?
Give me that.
There's an amputee fetish.
There's an amputee fetish, but I just don't want to like pull up someone and then like make us go to her Instagram and shit.
But she looks good. You made me go to her Instagram.
I just don't want to like put her on display and fetishize her like that. I think that's fucked up. But fine, if you want
to. She's sitting on a sink with her ass.
I'm just saying, show Tahoe, okay. But I don't want us to give out her Instagram. You can do what you want.
That's fine.
Well, sometimes y'all legs be getting in the way. I be trying to fold that shit back.
I don't want to put anybody on the podcast that didn't ask to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
But this
we ain't got to say her name.
This girl's super sexy.
You might, I don't know.
And she's missing an arm.
Weezy want to fuck. For real, for real.
I totally would.
Yo, sometimes them imperfections be making you more
and
perfect.
And I think she's gorgeous. Like, I don't see this looking big deal.
I remember a chick that had a burn mark on her face when I was younger. And I used to want to pound her little ass out just because.
I used to fuck a dude with vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Like what Winnie Harlow has?
What's
like
that?
The spot? Winnie Harlow, the black model. And she's got the like white.
Right, the patches, right.
Fucking hot, dude. Mm, like he had a little bit on the way to his dick, bitch. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes.
Can white people get that shit?
I don't know, man. The one arm.
So one arm and one leg. You said the legs get in the way. So do the arms
sometimes
ever get in the way?
Nah, I mean nah.
So you
I
gotta
think
pick
a leg,
one.
I couldn't fuck a dude. I could fuck a guy with.
Because we
one
talked about
arm,
your mama. Your
leg.
Mama fucked a guy with one leg.
I don't think she'd do it again.
And I said
I think one arm is not a big deal. Like a limp and like you need your legs to fuck me.
Nah.
Which is why
you
I want to
be strong.
Fucked.
The motherfuckers beat up.
You but I think? Mean, maybe your weight, like your hips, but
can a guy fuck you from the back without?
Shit.
I like to get throat fucked, and I want you to stand up.
On one fucking, you think his balance ain't right? He got to live with that one foot. He got to live with that. Now fuck the shit out of this girl.
People go right up.
She
and
has
be like,
one
what's
arm.
On Instagram?
You see how fat?
They
I
might know
I
her Instagram.
She
they
probably,
might.
Yo, can you imagine if she like? Yo, she can what? Do an L position with this shit. She lean
like
over her fucking shoulder and throw that shit back, son. Only thing is, I don't want that arm wiggling and shit. Like, you know how that shit look funny? That shit start wiggling and shit. You look like, oh man, now yo, control that shit.
Yo,
yo, hold on, put a pillow over your arm, baby. That shit wiggling, it's fucking me up.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, yours. I'm over here drooling.
Mm-hmm. Suck on your baby arm. Come here. Shit. You know a nigga start licking down there anything while he fucking, man.
Wait,
come here. Put your arm
do.
On my mouth. Put your arm on my mouth.
Bitch, I'm looking at a baby arm quick.
You don't lick a baby arm?
Let me tell you why. Because I try to think someone that I, like, there's two people in this world I want to fuck the most. Idris Elba. And this one I feel so stupid for, but Jon Snow. I don't know why he just really turning me
so
on right
Idris,
now.
If Idris Elba had one arm, you would lick his baby arm?
Bitch, if he wanted me to, the fuck?
She'll put that shit dead in her asshole.
Oh, shit.
To be honest with you, I would.
I'm sure you would.
I'd spit on it.
Would that be considered fisting?
Okay.
Both of y'all really thought about
if
it.
If I'm making an educated guess, no.
No?
But.
Okay. It's arming.
Okay.
Or no arming.
I feel so bad. I don't know why. I just feel like I'm going to lose my leg.
Okay.
I have this like really scary feeling every time I'm on a subway platform, somebody gonna push
bro,
me.
Bro, but we're talking about having sex with these people, so it's
and
not
I
like we're talking
down. I don't
want to
be the bitch that got one leg and gotta have a nigga talk about like, would I still fuck Weezy? You know she can suck a good dick.
Yeah, right.
Yo, listen, we talk about physical imperfections. Them motherfuckers fuck around. First of all, fuck the shit out of you. Yo, it's the motherfuckers with them weird ass quirks that actually get some shit out your ass. So shout out to the motherfucker with one arm, one leg out there getting it fucking stuck and doing.
Oh, you
the
still
fuck
getting
fucked?
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck as fine as that girl is, I'm telling you, niggas ain't turning her down.
Who are we?
Okay, so
you see how bad that bitch is?
Nah, she is good looking.
Listen, I fucked that girl before I fuck a bitch with two arms. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she fine.
Mine was really simple. Me and Mandy had this question recently. Would you rather lick ass or lick feet?
Ass.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it's all the same.
No, but you remember Sam was out here and he was like, no, like. A lot of people would choose feet. They feel like anal is like too crazy. Do you lick feet? Do you like licking feet?
I hate feet.
I hate
me
feet.
Me too, bro.
And I deal with some rough looking feet because they on their feet all day.
Sweat, toe jam.
Can you lick what? They work
can
on their feet.
No, wait.
Can,
right
oh my God.
Can you
put
imagine putting
away
this shit in your mouth with
oh
a preach?
Oh my God.
With a preach face.
This
somebody
is
get
disgusting.
A, make that the motherfucker.
No,
can
I'm
you
about
imagine
to. I'm about
putting
to put
this shit in? I got a gray toe, nigga.
That is disgusting.
I gotta see no bitch with a
bro,
gray
I'm
butt.
So
what?
Upset.
Can
bro.
We not? No, no, ew.
I'm
no,
tell you,
not,
how much money
not
did you
look
give me?
Look how ashy. Look how. And then that shit look warm as shit. This shit is
okay.
Got
okay, put your foot away.
Go wash their pussy. They're not washing their
toes.
So
let me ask you. So let me ask you because we asked two episodes ago or last episode. We don't know which one we're gonna drop first. So how much money, the least amount, would it take for you to lick a foot, like put some toes in your mouth? Is there an amount you
nah,
said you
see,
wouldn't
I
do
feel
it?
Like, I feel nah. like you'd do it for free.
Yeah. No, yeah, I see, wouldn't. You would
see,
do it for free?
How much,
we're dealing with guys, bro. I think
how
women's
much would you,
feet are
how
much
would
better
you
than guys' feet.
Like Tahoe's people.
Oh, shit. How much would I take to lick Tahoe feet?
So me and Mandy, did you hear
that
the one we were talking about shit?
And I put that foot dead in her mouth. She ain't going to say nothing. Fuck is you talking about? Shit, man, like, give me $10, give me $20, give me
$100,000.
You ain't gonna ask me for a coin.
I'm gonna be honest. I
when a nigga
agree.
Owning your body, y'all do all kind of crazy
I'm
shit.
I'm not putting his fucking foot on my
I'm
neck,
not,
bitch.
No, you're not sorry. Putting a foot in my mouth.
Yes, the fuck
if
you are.
If you getting fucked and you getting owned.
Make you a liar right now. Shit.
I'm like, see,
yeah. I believe
you heard
this.
A choking,
I don't even
right?
like
that
you.
Was thing about
I think you might. I mean, if you got a pedicure, but
bro, I can sit here and think of
what happened to your toe.
That shit happened last week. I got a pedicure last week.
No, but what happened to the toe?
Why the toe
that
look like,
this? Like that?
That's where all the evil comes out of me.
Shit. Okay, so this week I actually chose the kink. And I chose this for a reason because me and Tao have gone on this and I feel like it's a topic that's kind of been a discussion. So the word is adipophilia. So adipophilia, I'm about to sit here and give y'all the
dip
definition. Is that what you think it is?
Dip your baby arm in my ass.
There's not a baby.
Adipophilia.
So adipophilia is the strong or exclusive sexual attraction to overweight or obese people. As well as traditional attraction, the topic also incorporates featurism and gaining, where sexual gratification is obtained via the process of gaining body fat. So other fetishes that are associated with this are fat admiration, padding, inflation, stuffing, and all that good stuff.
As a feminist, I can't comment on this.
That's fine. I actually brought this up for... So if you guys have been following... What is it? Quanation? Look at him. He looking sick. I can't stand you right now. So Quanation, whatever...
It's not even a big girl thing, bro. It's the feeding thing. I've seen that on A&E.
Yeah, it's on A&E. So...
I'm going to throw up.
The lady right now who has been accusing
people
Usher...
People like the folds. They like fucking the folds.
All of that. Oh, there's another one that I read. It's called... I was just telling him... What is it? Did I say it? Pounding or something? But, it's basically where they lift their stomach and pound it on the nigga.
But see, what is
and
overweight?
They're squishing. Well, I'm sure that's like 250 plus, maybe. Mm. It's Quanasia.
250 plus is overweight, bro. Overweight might be a little less than that.
What? I mean, I guess it depends your height and
okay, well, true.
Height and all that. But to me, so anyways, I bring this up to say, so everyone knows the Usher accuser. And to me, yes, she's a scammer. She's a liar, which is what I get it. She's probably a terrible person. Mm. However, the comments that I have been reading associated with her because of what she looks like. So I'm going to bring up one of Tahoe, what Tahoe said. and I want you to sit here and tell me why you feel this way, because I felt offense to it. Mm-hmm. Tahoe said he would believe that Usher, a straight male, would fuck a nigga.
Oh, like Lil Duval said that.
Yeah, Lil Duval said that. You agree? I listened to So Shameless podcast. You said it on the podcast as well. He said, as well as Lil Duval, which I hate, he said that he would believe that Usher, who is a heterosexual straight man, would fuck a nigga before fucking this overweight woman. Mm-hmm. What the fuck kind of shit is that? Usher, you would believe that? You said what?
Usher lives in Atlanta.
Happy that
he's
was
lived in Atlanta his whole life. Like, literally everybody down there is fucking and sucking dick unless they like some thug ass.
I just really
nigga.
Love that,
like,
that's what you said.
That's a bullshit. No, it isn't. I think that's bullshit.
If you're gonna put the comparison, so you shouldn't even have put those comparisons, because
be
that made
with
it
you,
easy.
I really don't want to agree with Tahoe.
That made it easy for me.
I hate to agree with you on this one, but I kind of get what you're saying, because you're exposed to a little more gay shit in Atlanta
down there.
But to sit here,
and he's already a dancy ass motherfucker.
Okay, if you would have just said, why would I think that he fuck with her, then that's a different story. But if you're gonna compare the two, Usher's been living in Atlanta all that time. Them niggas is eating each other buttholes down there.
So I want to sit here. So, but a straight guy, let's not sit here and put Usher in Atlanta. You would believe that a straight guy would get,
you see, now you're
fucking,
she's okay, now she's saying, what would you do?
I'm saying, right.
You this niggas out here fucking fat chicks getting fucked every
there
night.
There are. So is it because he's a celebrity? Is it because, like, is it because he lives in Atlanta that you believe that he would fuck a guy over fucking a big girl?
Let's talk about,
because
the
there are fetishes
is,
over big girls.
What I said was, and this is not to offend no big girl. See, what I said was, let's not act like okay, even if he did fuck shorty.
Right.
Let's not act like we're surprised that people wouldn't believe that he fucked shorty. Like, it's Usher. He cute, sure, like, fashionable, blushing ass nigga, like, with dimples and shit. We wouldn't just think that would be his type. It's not that there's something wrong with it, but it was shocking to people. Like, that's all I said.
I hate to say that it came through my mind, because I try to push away from societal norms. But,
for me, too.
But I'm not gonna lie. Even his track record didn't make me think he was fucking a girl.
But what, he hasn't dated, besides Chili, he hasn't even dated,
chicks,
he hasn't even been linked to badass bitches.
Dick chicks.
His wife, his girlfriend.
She was whack, bro. It's not because she was just whack. And I was at the Daisy. And like, bro, I've seen banging ass big chicks. She ain't one.
There you go.
Y'all have got to be fucking me if y'all don't think that these celebrities are out here busting down, bust down.
I fuck big bitches
before.
Okay,
so you're black bitches, not big.
No, but because she's big, but that's what everyone was saying. Ain't no way in hell he fucked that big girl.
Okay, let's
take
that.
You see how big she is.
You said celebrities fucking down, bust downs.
They are.
Maybe Migos, bro, but Usher?
Bro, Migos, fucking Fetty Wap, Usher, fuck
Usher is not a Fetty Wap, bruh.
Bro, why? So because Fetty Wap has dreads?
I want to sit here and know. White people know who Usher is. Are you out of your mind? 20 years.
That means
how huge he is. This is A-list, like, R&B singers. Bro, are you out of your fucking mind?
Bro.
Fetty Wap? Bro, you wildin'.
Is the mud pit open preach?
Usher is different league.
I think they need to have a stand on preach. Is the mud pit open?
Fetty Wap is fucking bitches from Love and Hip Hop, because that's what he deserves, because he's fucking Fetty Wap. Jersey
bro.
Niggas won't claim him.
Bro.
And you want to compare him to Usher?
Sitting here, bro, Usher has been getting fucked.
Take
since
your city out. We
no,
can
no.
fuck that.
Fuck this shit. Usher has been getting fucked. Since he was 10 years old.
I'm not going to believe
if you
that
don't
he
sit
ain't
here
in a
think,
league of pussy.
Right, so but that's what I'm saying. He's been getting pussy heads, blowjobs. Wait, since he was 10 years old.
And butthole.
So the fact that us, we've been fucking for 10 years. That nigga's been fucking for probably 40. As we've had sex, we've sat here and done things and fucked guys because we've gotten bored with one thing. Let's try another thing. Let's experience another thing.
I'm not
to
saying
sit
that
here
couldn't
not
experiment.
Think that, right, so it's a very, it's possible that this could be a fetish for him. He could be fucking big bitches on the low.
I don't think it was a big thing, dog. If she was a different big...
Because he was big. And everyone kept saying, if it was an IG model, I wouldn't be surprised. That's all people kept saying.
Okay,
that's what she's saying,
it was her size.
That's what she's saying.
It was her size.
She could have been a fat IG model.
And if it was a fat IG model, I feel like they still...
I'm gonna be honest
that's
with
a big
you.
Bitch.
If
they
it was
fuck,
a fat, badass bitch, I'd be like, yeah, you fucked that bitch, so...
Bro,
but that bitch was homely, dog. She's whack.
Let's keep it 1,000. Come on now. We don't associate certain shit with other shit. The fact that it happens, okay. That's the surprise of life. There are things out here that surprise us every day. That's what keeps social media, gossip, motherfucking, that what the other one is, Shade Room. That's what keeps these sites open, and is that say, shit that we don't think would happen.
The Fetty Wap comparison was not at all to say, like, one look ratchet.
I mean, I threw out another celebrity, but that's
I'm
because...
I'm just saying, it had nothing to do with one looks ghetto and one don't. No. Wayne is getting better pussy than Fetty Wap because he's Wayne. He's bigger than that. He's got better pussy than that. He's got reach to better bitches.
But that's bullshit because you're saying that. If I sit here and show you some of the bitches that I know personally done fucked Wayne, you'd be like... Bruh, she fucked Wayne.
Wayne is a drug addict.
I'm comparing him to Fetty Wap in the sense of like.
Well, maybe
I think
not Fetty, but I feel like that we're putting these men, essentially that's all they are, on a pedestal because of what they do for a living. Oh my God, he's been in the game for 20 years compared to whatever.
I just think you're putting celebrities to fuck better looking women.
But to think that celebrities don't fuck, they're regular men, bro. So to think that Usher, at the end of the day, because of who he is, went and fucked this bitch. And I'm going based off of the comments and the disgust that I saw. The disgust that was displayed through men, through women. And it's just like, bro.
Mandy.
It can happen. And big bitches are getting fucked.
You're a bigger chick.
Yeah, I'm a bigger chick.
If it came out that he fucked you, I'd have believed it.
Thank you. Understand? Me too.
You got shape, your titties, really good you're sexy, point. Your ass is nice,
see,
your legs is right.
Now she
it's
bad.
Not the same.
That bitch looked crazy.
Not the same.
That bitch looked like she grew up on Bankhead. Like, I just don't see a nigga saying, yo, her right there.
And you just think you're living in Atlanta?
Same security for her? I just didn't see it. Like, I just didn't see it. If it was a different type of bitch
that was a great example.
If it was a bitch that kept herself a certain way, it don't matter how big you are. It's all about your style, your personality, your character. Shorty looked crazy. Come on now, man. Come on now.
Bro, she did.
It ain't just about her being big. She looked crazy.
And we had a good time, and he asked.
She looked crazy.
Bro, Lisa prepped her back there, and she's like, Quantasia, this is what we're going to do.
I'm so.
What are you going to say?
Over both of y'all.
Right. But he's right, though.
He the fuck shit out you, babe. You can fuck it right now.
Man, shut up.
I guarantee you, he fuck you right now.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Right. Don't do that shit.
All right.
I'm sorry, but like, I believe a certain caliber. Like, I just feel like you know the pussy you can get.
Okay. Well, I hear you. I still think that a straight man will fuck a fat bitch before he would fuck a fucking guy.
But it did shut your ass up.
Who said that Usher's straight?
I'm saying he say he's straight.
Why you sex shaming Usher?
I'm not sex shaming him.
He gotta be straight. He never said that.
He's married to a woman right now.
He's never identified. He could be bisexual.
All right. But that's what I'm saying. Someone
so why you trying to pigeonhole him?
Here you go with the bullshit.
Why are you trying to pigeonhole him? Did he ever come out and say, I'm not gay, I don't fuck niggas in the ass? On my weekdays, like, he never said that.
Everybody's talking about how he went against Quantasia, but he didn't go against the dude saying he...
Yeah, why he can't fuck a nigga? Why he can't fuck a nigga? Why?
On Brilliant Idiots, though, Charlamagne did say it. He said, I feel like some things you hear are just fucking untouchable. Like, what I'm going to do, fucking tell you I ain't fucking... Like, no, some things are just beneath you to answer. Like, that girl did a press conference, okay.
She did do a press... Yeah.
So, answering to that, fine, but I did think it was fucked up. He said it was a steam booster.
To bring her on stage. Yeah. Apparently, a lot of them said that. They said that that's why they choose those type of girls to bring. Yeah.
She did that to set his ass up. She used her own weight and size.
I'm going to be honest with you.
She used her own weight and
size. You better go find herpes for $20 million.
I know that's right. Because you can't prove who the fuck gave it to you.
I love that they said a checkout girl song.
I see. There's someone coming like... verifying the story.
She walked in. She was like, how much you
want? There's someone now verifying the story that they were at the Days Inn together.
So?
They ain't got cameras?
So right, what? No shit. Y'all better pull the footage back.
I'm sorry, I don't think it happened. Even the way to describe it, the bounce, like the dude came to get you, blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking believe that shit, man.
Okay, well, fuck both y'all. Anyways, so this week, and I actually chose this topic because, I listened to the So Shameless podcast that Tahoe is on with Passport Cuddy. And
you
so,
be talking reckless.
Right.
Reckless is fuck.
You know what? To the point that Cuddy almost seems like she's just not.
Cuddy got the most patience in the motherfucking world. I'll tell you now.
Okay, so you think women are whores and slut? And why is that?
Like she'd just be like, okay, Tao, I'm gonna let you talk.
I never said all women are sluts.
No, I'm fucking with you. I never heard you say that ever. I'm just saying that.
Shit, we all.
That's how chill she be.
So we're getting into the horrible decision for this week.
Let's go.
And I wanted to talk about this because it's something that we've all done, and I'm sure even some of our listeners do, the single ones who are having casual sex or the ones who are in relationships and not having sex, like one of the listener letters that we got. So the horrible decision that I wanted to bring up and discuss today was fucking to fuck. And that's it. So I wanted you to introduce, I don't want to tell the story, but you've been talking to a girl that you refer to as the no-cum girl.
Oh.
And so you...
What's she look like?
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. So... You're
not. I got a couple choices.
Yeah, so
I'm just curious.
You're single right now, but this is a woman that you have dealt with on. It's been over 10 times. Well, it's been over 10 times.
It was 13 and a half.
Okay, so this is what I want to know. You weren't coming
right
when you were fucking her. Right. You also clearly didn't have the emotional attachments to where you made her your girlfriend.
Right.
So
you weren't coming.
Why? Yeah. Right. No, he wasn't coming.
You didn't write that to me.
Yeah.
Mandy was trying to tell me about the story. She
and
said,
she
I mean, I texted,
she,
I was
she
at work.
She only came once as well.
That's what I'm saying.
She squirted it one time.
One time, yeah. They fucked for 13 times, but he wasn't coming to where her name was the no-come girl. What psyche or for what reason would you fuck with somebody?
Because we know it's not aesthetics. You just said she's beautiful.
Isn't making you come and that you don't see a future with. What for what?
We had great times together. We had really good conversation. The sex was amazing, although there were no climaxes. There were man, we fucked on every wall in my 2-3 duplex floor house. Like we did everything in the world.
She, do you think that
she
the
would
company
suck my
was
shit
so
wild,
good that you
slow,
stayed around
and look me in my eyes just so seductively while I watched Game of Thrones, and she would make sure that her ass is out the way so I could see the shit.
Oh my god,
so,
like, yo, did
we
you
were
just listen to us?
No, nah, right. We just recorded nah.
Dick
all the
sucking tips were told, aesthetics, man. Arching your back,
yes.
Looking in the eyes. Like yes. We literally
looking
just
in the eyes,
just
no.
Let
him ass.
Because when we first started, she would go mad hard.
Right.
And I'd be like, yo, you gotta go
slow down. Directions.
Son.
God damn it. We
I
be knowing.
Like
did
slow.
Y'all not listen? We're trying to tell y'all we know how to suck dick.
I feel like I could do a contest at this point.
Right.
Let's get to it.
So this
y'all
is.
Y'all wanna compete?
No. Fuck you.
If you fuck
so, I brought this up because right now I'm currently at a point where I don't want to fuck someone unless I see a future with them or unless I know they meet my sexual, like, levels.
Then you got to change it.
I don't believe you.
No, absolutely. Which is why I
think you're annoyed right now.
No, I'm not. Absolutely.
I don't believe it any either.
I tell Crystal all the time, bro, I'm not fucking just to fuck. So that's why if it's a nigga that I can't see a future with, which is why I do the sexting in the pictures beforehand. Because if you're not going to, because if I'm shallow, if I sit here and I want to fuck you and you look fuckable, I could put you as a body. I mentally would love to have somebody that can just please me.
If you want a future with someone, why do you lead with sex before you fuck
no,
them?
No, because the people who I want a future with, like Lawyer Bay, that's not how we led. With me and Liam, 7-footer, that's not how we led.
So why are you
with,
saying that's what you do then?
Me and Lawyer Bay have been talking for 3 years.
I'm saying that's
if,
why I do this, because I want to...
No, if I sit here and there's a guy that... Maybe, I'm not going to lie, I'm shallow. If I don't like your job, if I know you're not financially where I want you to be, if I can't look at you and see a future, like 24/7, bro, he has tattoos on his face. I'm not bringing you to a corporate event 4 years down the line to where my coworkers have to see you with tattoos on your face.
You said that's why I do the sex thing.
That's why I do the sex thing, because to me, if I can't put my finger in your ass, if you're not into the kinky shit that I want to be in, if we can't go to sex clubs together, if I can't sit here and experiment and get those cravings out, I'm not just gonna fuck you just to fuck. Like, if you haven't made a bitch squirt, if I can't sit here and put a
you
strap
really
on,
you really interview dudes before you fuck them.
Absolutely. Oh, I talk about all that shit. Can I fuck you in the ass? There was a nigga, the DC nigga, was in my phone, and all he wanted, he just kept talking about how he wanted to fuck the shit out of me. Da da da. I wasn't really interested in him.
You didn't even meet him yet.
It didn't matter.
How could you be interested?
I wasn't interested. So to me, you gonna let me fuck you in the ass? If not, I don't really think we're compatible.
You're telling me
ass, y'all not
if you meet a man and he won't let you fuck him in the ass, you can't be with him?
No, see, you're not listening. Everyone knows I have categories. So you're either a friend, a zaddy, a body, or a boyfriend. Right now, I'm good on my money. I don't need a zaddy. I don't even want no more sugar daddies. I mean, if they come along, you know.
I don't need anymore.
I don't need anymore. I'm actually good. They're all acting right. Friends, those are friends. But I look at guys two ways. Either I'm going to fuck you and you're going to be my body because I do have sexual needs, or I look at you as possibly we could build something later.
Okay, well, bitch, that's just what me and Tahoe said. You said, I can't fuck anyone anymore if I can't see a future with them.
Which is why I've been abstinent, because I've had mediocre dick with niggas with bodies that weren't pleasing me. which is what I'm saying.
So you're not going to have sex again until you fuck somebody that you think
that
you
I know,
with?
Which is why I'm waiting on Lawyer Bay. No, I'm not.
I can't see Lawyer Bay. I've known you a long time.
Lawyer Bay and Green Eyes, which I'll
see
here.
Let me tell you something.
Green Eyes.
Let me tell you something. You just haven't met nobody to make you shatter everything that you think about what you're talking about right now.
For sure.
That's it.
So
you just keep fucking with mediocre niggas based on whatever it is that your criteria it is that you keep choosing these niggas. Stop doing that because you keep picking the wrong. These are your choices.
See,
no. Stop talking over me. You can't do that.
No,
what I'm telling you on your show.
Right.
Is.
Go ahead.
The reason you're going through the things you're going through in your relationships are based on your choices. When you find somebody that just fucks up everything that you're talking about right now, you're going to do whatever the fuck that nigga wants to do. I'm telling you, that's how women are. I'm sorry, Weezy. I know you ain't going to agree with me, but when y'all believe in somebody, y'all going to fuck with them.
No, I'm not saying that I don't agree with that.
Fuck with them.
I think there's a lot of things that I've done in relationships that I never thought I would because I was into them. I agree with you.
If he said he's not ready, you going to fuck with
them. And the same men for me. There's a lot of things men have done with me that they never thought they would because they wanted to keep fucking with me. Mm. A lot of women they've cut off. A lot of things they had to stop doing. That's what happens, though, when you really fuck with somebody. You change up a lot of shit. And it'll come to it later, bro.
There's a difference. I'm talking about the same way you were just fucking with your nigga. And the same way missing condom, you didn't want to be with them long term. That wasn't in your mind. Emotionally, you were not tied to them in that way. Sexually, they did not make you come. They did not please you to where you were like,
no,
oh my
come,
God.
Girl, and pleased me.
Even though you didn't come, how are you pleased and you're not even coming?
Son, we
I had good
yo,
sex and I came.
Yo,
but.
No,
yo, I was
that's
happy
to me that's
as
going through the motions.
Minute. Why would I keep fucking with you? Think I ain't had nobody else to fuck? She used to fuck. Listen,
you were fucking the other girl,
fun.
Which now they're fucking each other.
Yeah.
Have you never had good sex that you didn't come from?
I won't fuck them again.
It
no,
was
I like to come. Like. To me, I want to feel the orgasm.
I am really curious about what other people think about
and
that.
See, I don't
I've
give
had
a,
really good sex I haven't came
bro,
from.
Bro, I'm not fucking, and that's my
not
thing.
Not 13 times. I'll
I
tell
say,
you that, but.
I say fucking to fuck because in my eyes, you're fucking just to go through the motion. If I don't sit here and have an emotional attachment to you and sexually I'm not being pleased, why am I fucking you? Which is why I have the problem of keeping all the same niggas from my past. You know, nigga I pissed on, fucking... Fucking all my niggas I've been fucking for 10 years. I'm the type of bitch. So this summer, I was trying to leave all of them in my past and meet new people. And it hasn't worked for me. That's
what
I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and fuck people who A, I don't see a future with, or B, are not
so
sexually
you're not
pleasing
abstinent.
Me.
You're just waiting for somebody to make you feel that
which
way.
Which is
again.
What she said. Which
right.
is,
abstinent
I think
is
abstinent
making the choice.
It sounds good. Yeah, it's making the choice. It just sounds
no,
good.
Abstinent
so
is when you got dick in your
people.
Face and you're like, I can't do this. You got an end date. You have a time. You have a reason, a space that you want
to
cleanse yourself
so stop
for.
Stop lying to people. You lying. You're disrespecting the people that
oh
who are truly
God.
Abstinent,
oh
who are truly
God.
Celibate, who are truly on that mission. You're just waiting for the right dick to suck. That's it. That's it. You're not abstinent.
Absolutely.
So you're just tired of fucking motherfuckers you don't really
right
want to fuck
right.
with.
So that's why I'm asking. So that's what... In the psyche, so the letter we got, she wasn't even really feeling him. He wasn't initiating sex, or that's all they did was fuck when he initiated the sex. Why do you think people do that? Like, so me and Weezy text, and I was like, why did you keep fucking him, and you weren't emotionally tied to him, and he wasn't pleasing you?
Food company,
said,
and I was bored.
She said food company, and she was bored.
We both like Game of Thrones. This is the last year. He lived three blocks away. We used to eat and watch Game of Thrones. I didn't know.
A lot
always...
of people wind up in long-term relationships based on those
Oh, and it's scary.
Criteria.
This was just a neighbor nigga I was fucking, but... No, I mean, I didn't like really fucking him, but it was just like, okay, we're eating, now we're drunk, and you cute.
And see, sex to me has become such, like... a fulfillment that I seek that I don't want to that's to me it's fucking just a fuck and I don't want to go just through the motions anymore.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
kind of where
wrong.
I guess
I
am sexually
anticipating sex. I mean, I hung out with him and I think it's like kind of different from how he's describing because we didn't have that banging on the wall great sex, but yeah, this is just someone I had company with and was like, all right, maybe I'll fuck him.
See,
we had motherfucker. Don't talk about No Cum Girl. Her name is No Cum Girl. She used to listen to the show and be mad. She was like, your dick is broken. My dick is broken. She used to be throwing shit at the wall. Like, yo,
why
we were talking about all the time.
Were you jerking off before? What were you
That's
doing?
What I'm saying. What
I think that once, I think with men, I think with people, mental. Sex is mental.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And once it locks in, whether it's I'm not going to come, once you say I'm not going to come to yourself or you're not. Like, or if
oh my God,
it just became
so
a thing in my mind.
You didn't
want
to come?
No, once you he's saying like once it's in your mind, like, oh my God, this is never gonna happen, it's
right.
not.
It's not gonna happen.
So would you not change your
psyche? The day
that
I did come.
Think about when the pressure's on, though.
The day that I did come, I knew at 1 o'clock that I was gonna come that day. And we didn't fuck till 8, 9 o'clock at night. We weren't even together.
I knew today.
And I just felt I knew that that was the day, and it happened. I just think it's mental, and we had a mental block, and we made it a thing, and we were doing everything we could to make it happen, and it just became too much. And then, especially once it became vocalized on the show and shit like that. But
then it's like a thing you
got to
conquer every time.
Yeah, but shout out to her. She was
nothing is worse than when I've learned to give in, and this is what men I'm with. That care about me, that are coming all the time for me. When there's a session where they just not coming, I give in and I'm like, okay, it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I feel and it's okay. And honestly, like I've had men tell me, like, I'm happy you happen. Like, look, it ain't gonna happen right now, but fuck it. In the morning, whatever, we can read.
We was battling because, like I said, she hadn't come either. And obviously I won because I made her come first. And it shit. After that, I guess she was just struggling with it. And maybe I don't know if it's narcissistic. Maybe I'm just an evil nigga. I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't come for it. I don't know why.
I think it had to be in your head after that.
Yeah.
I want to get to this question because this girl's wrote us a few times wanting this question answered. And Mandy wanted to read it. And I said, I feel like this is the blind leading the blind.
So we going to ask you.
What you think. And I think we all been there too. I'm not going to go too crazy because I want to answer another question. But let's just get to it. I have been chronically single for basically what seems like forever. I've dated people, but never quite make it over the relationship finish line. 31, literally on every dating app, and find myself matching with assholes.
She needs to get her body done. Let's move on.
Tahoe, shut the fuck up.
Let's move on.
Bro, no.
Next question.
No,
there is no
romanticism
anymore. Everything starts off like a normal conversation between two people, and then I slowly find out I'm speaking to a douchebag. I've listened to your podcast episodes, and it seems like y'all have this shit to a science. Girl, I don't know what episodes you
heard. Well, who you been listening to?
I try to swipe in different locations. I'm starting to feel like a needle in the haystack vibe, except the needle is becoming smaller and smaller. My male friends say that I'm intimidating because what I have going for myself, beauty, brains, wildly compassionate, immense sexual appetite. But what's my problem? What am I doing wrong with these apps? How can I find someone to at least take me out to dinner before he wants to eat me out?
Most likely, she's doing too much. I have a friend post the wildest pictures and talks wild, raunchy. And, you know, you got to speak to the boy and the man. You know, like, just not, I can't introduce you to my mom. Like, I can't. Like, you're a wreck. You're a hit.
It's crazy because everything that you're suggesting right now is not her.
Let me see this. Let me see.
She doesn't seem like she's doing the most. She doesn't seem like she's posting over flirty pictures. Because I think you have to look at it too. I've been watching Being Mary Jane lately.
I don't think doing the most means your physical looks. I mean, you could be doing the most by pressing too hard for men. You could be doing the most by edging it on that you want to see them, trying to get a date. You could be doing too much. Right now, I mean, like,
all right, now looking at her pictures. I think that she does have some good qualities here. Maybe she's looking in the wrong pool.
Yeah.
Online, people are, we are instant gratification fanatics.
Absolutely.
We are minute to minute to minute. We are looking at IG pictures and fame and shit like that. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us are rather shallow, even if we don't.
I'm shallow as fuck.
But the thing is, though, like the swiping makes us very shallow.
Swiping.
For example, she's saying dating apps, right? So
which is, we're on dating apps.
If I meet a guy in a bar, 100%, like, you're going to go off the vibe more than you are the face. It's just an instant gratification. You swipe, would I do it? No, yes, no. Sometimes I don't even click to read about them.
Yeah.
You know, I swiped a white dude recently because in his bio, he says, every weekend I'm in Harlem on 116th doing this kind of rally and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, he ain't that cute, but for us, okay, turn me on that you doing
just
that
like
shit.
Just like me, I'll take a guy who maybe not be that attractive, but it says he goes to Columbia Law School.
What about a short guy?
No.
Okay.
She isn't the most attractive person in the world.
So do you think maybe she's reaching for what she wants?
That she needs to I'm sorry.
Like, she isn't. Tahoe. She We're not isn't. Talking about your, you may not be her type.
That's fine. I'm not a lot of people's type, and that's fine, but I'm able to own that. I'm older. I'm probably one of the oldest people on my timeline. I have a
you
lot
are, you
of
old
kids.
As fuck.
I'm a garbage man. A lot of people ain't really trying to fuck with that. She, in my opinion, isn't one of the she isn't one of the most attractive people in the world. And so trying to shop yourself.
Weezy's face right now. That, I think she wants to strangle you because I don't think this is the advice.
She is trying to shop herself to people that have this shallow
mindset. They might just only have one thing in mind.
What I would do if I was her is to be the best person I could be. Get to school, get your money, go like be a great spiritual person, go into a different type of space that aren't really judging their picks on people's looks.
Looks. I think that's good advice.
That's actually really good advice.
And like, then you'll find
look,
somebody.
Look, it's happening to me, girl.
Be,
like, with tattoos
really
and
quick,
shit
one
on
second,
Bumble.
Really quick, Weez.
A lot of men aren't feeling that.
And the people who find that type of love stay together longer.
Yeah.
They aren't there for the shallow things like materialistic and let me post a picture of me and you in San Jose or, you know, we going to over here and he bought me this type of bag and he's doing this for
great
me
advice.
For Valentine's Day. That's the world that we're living in right now socially, all of these social apps. Even the people on Tinder, they're looking at your picture, they're looking to see what you can do for them and they're, all right, yeah, this is good because you're going on what you can see, what's...
It's a photo of my sentence.
So I think... In all, you would suggest maybe to steer away from the dating app, steer away from the social media.
Yeah.
And if you're in church, if you're in school, right. If you find yourself around friends and you guys go to certain hangouts, maybe those are the areas maybe you should look to meet guys because then they're meeting you off face value. And it's not, I have to tell you this too, these dating apps, while you can meet people to have dates, you have to realize too, which people are constantly telling me, Tinder is a hookup app.
Right.
Bumble kind of is. It's that Instagram.
I'm going to give this one piece of advice outside of us telling her to look elsewhere. Just because I feel like she asked for the dating app advice. Why not? If you think maybe we have had success on dates, it's probably because I have brought some up. I haven't really had too many terrible Bumble dates, but I think it's because I make people meet me immediately. I don't play too much back and forth.
Back and forth, yep.
I don't want to like you too much because texts are so premeditated. You can be funny in text because you had to think about it. I like to talk to someone for a few minutes and be like, do you want to grab a drink? I'm on first and whatever and meet quick. See if the energy is there. If it's not, it's not. Once I know from there if those drinks were great, those are where the best dates happen. Just like you said, I'll never forget it. The best dates is where I don't even know what happened. And it just goes and goes and goes. When you meet someone first... And then they get your vibe. You get their vibe. Text, it's going to be easy for a dude to want to fuck you. They're not really going to talk to you like that in your face. Online, it's easy. Oh, you bout it or no? I don't like to play the text game. I think you should meet people right away. Once they get what I'm looking for, by that second date, they already know how to treat me and talk to me, to be frank, because they really don't give a fuck about trying a bitch that they've never met. People aren't that bold. They're just not. It's very easy to come at a bitch you just met online and never have seen in the face the same way that you would in person.
In person, yeah.
And I think it is a lot... different when you get that meeting out of the way. For example, Mandy met a dude named Suits that she was super like into. They waited about a week before or a few days, whatever.
You're saying
all I'm saying
you're
is
telling my
you,
story. None of that.
The only
it
one
just
reason
took
I say that
long.
Is if you would have met him sooner, I don't think y'all would have had that problem. I don't think
that
you would have.
And I agree. Like,
I think
it's
you
something
connected
to where it was just
person.
Dragged out, and then we just got to where it was just like,
after a while,
I really
like,
don't
okay,
like
what
it.
Else are we going to talk about with this?
Or you could just go get your body done, get some dope titties, shorty.
You know what? You sit here and give that advice. You'd be surprised how many bitches I know with the 800,000 followers, with their bodies done,
that are fucking trash.
Who don't have a nigga on their line, who can't get a nigga to break bread for them for shit, who can't get a nigga to take them on a date, or who only approach them like, I got $500 for you, what's up? So you'd be surprised. That body shit done.
I don't like fake bodies.
I know. That brain is going to take her further than a fucking fake ass.
There's
titties.
One other listener letter that we received.
They can't keep a man more than a night.
Yeah.
You got a couple minutes. Man, I gotta go.
I know a couple minutes. I got
let's
you.
Get,
we gonna
get to the chopping this favor.
So my husband loves to talk nasty during sex, which is fine with me. He also chokes me during sex, which I love, but sometimes he goes a little too far with the dirty talk. He'll say things like, "Now you see why all the other bitches want this dick again," or "You see why some of my exes want me back."
All admit, are we all laughing?
He's white. He's white.
I'll admit,
is he white? No, I don't think
white.
So.
I don't know.
He's gotta be
I'll
white.
Admit he's the best sex I've ever had in my life. So yeah, I get it. I but I'm so. Also very jealous so say, for him saying that during sex. It fucks up the mood for me. What should I do?
Tell him none of the other dicks I've sucked taste like this.
That's what.
Oh, that was so great.
Because he's going to be like, this, that, and the other. Oh, I can't believe you said that. It's going to be awkward. He's going to hop out that pussy. And he's like, yo, what the fuck is you talking about?
I'm looking up, yo,
the other bitches, this, that, and the other, like, you always disrespecting me. I just thought that you liked that type of shit. I thought that's the type of shit that turned you on.
Right. So, and that's.
Sometimes you got to hold a mirror in front of a motherfucker. People hate the taste of their own medicine.
I know, that's right.
Shit. People hate the taste of their own medicine, man.
I hate it.
And this is her husband. So if it's something that's making you feel uncomfortable, I think it's definitely something that we say all the time. Communication is key. And it's something that you need to bring up to him and maybe let him know. Like, listen,
I'm looking for a husband.
Don't bring it up
like a problem. Because a nigga with a problem, he's going to be defensive. Say the same shit to him. Because men's egos are very fragile. His dick won't even participate no more. He'll be like, oh, what?
I'd have a little bit of a different advice, but
I think that's great advice.
It is.
Tell him your dick tastes different.
I do agree though. I don't like talking about it outside of the bedroom, like, because then I think it's like, what the fuck, you been holding this shit so long, blah blah blah. I like to catch shit when it comes out. Like, if someone calls me a name I don't like, and generally I like to be called a fucking skank bitch, all slut, all that. But
take that titty out, you skank bitch.
If it's a little too early on. Then I say something like, Tahoe, you know what? I would love to be your skank bitch, but not tonight. I'll let you know when I want to be your skank bitch.
My DM's open, baby. My DMs is super open.
Well, I hope that actually was good advice that I wouldn't have thought of, so I'm glad.
That was good.
Damn. Okay.
That advice that he gave about meeting someone outside of dating too. Sorry, it's the ADT.
Right. Definitely.
It really was. And plus, the bottle's shaped like a dick, and I really miss dick right now.
I'm around. Ladies, I love coming on y'all's show.
I'm so glad you came. I love you coming too.
We
love when you come.
You know, Tom, if I ever fucked you, it'd be so embedded in my mind to make you come now that you said that it's just like, it can never happen.
Yeah.
That's damn. All right.
Well, where can our listeners.
I feel like you have a big dick. I just get that energy.
The energy that he has a big dick too.
Yeah. There's a confidence that a motherfucker with a big dick has that is just.
Yep.
It's like. You can't. Some niggas, clothes, money, nothing can give you that
shit. And then some niggas, once you know them, it's just not worth the headache. And he seems like a motherfucking headache.
Them feet do.
Anyways, Tahoe, where can our listeners find you? Like, where you be at? Where can they find you?
I am on a podcast called So Shameless, featuring the honorable and amazing Passport Cuddy. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. You can also find me on Snapchat, Tahoe TV, and looking forward to shooting a pilot soon about my life and lifestyle.
That'd be fun.
So that's going to happen. And then on Twitter, Reality Bites with two Ys, Reality Y Bites. And I just talk a lot of shit and argue.
A whole lot of shit every day. So. Jesus.
Tahoe on So Shameless. Listen. It's so funny because there's podcasts that you listen to someone, you're like, oh my God, I hate him. But then Cuddy brings me back.
Yeah, because I'm like, please fucking
let me tell you
check
something.
Him.
Cuddy and I love y'all podcast. We mention y'all a lot.
I love it.
I mention y'all a lot. And I really wish you two young ladies the best. And whatever I can do to help at any time, I will be there.
Oh, that's so sweet. And like, we're like Stan, so.
We have both of them on the show. I love, and I think too, like.
She's blushing.
Yeah, I'm like over here turning red, like, oh, thanks.
You know what? I think because it's humbling when, especially people you feel like, I mean, y'all podcast is bigger than ours. And when you hear someone say that to you, it feels really good.
Well, that is the fans' choice.
Yeah,
and I'm a fan of y'all. So, you know, that makes neither one of us any bigger.
You know
what I mean? The fans chose listen to us and we listen to y'all. So that's saying
see, we going to have to do a mashup. Yeah. So Shameless.
We don't want to do that with us.
Nobody said that. Did y'all
live show?
Her?
Can we do a live show? I want to do like a live show or something.
Oh my God. Like a real mashup.
I want to do a live show with like
we
a mashup with
we are
both
ready
of
to
us.
Do whatever.
That
let's
would
get
be fun.
Let's
okay,
get to
we, y'all
like,
pay for one.
I think we have a lot of the same like listeners and we you guys have a. Although y'all talk about sex relationships, it's different than us.
Y'all gonna make Cuddy blush though.
Oh shit, we already made her blush.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
she
we
was
love
sad when she turned off the mic and left our episode. She was like, I can't believe I talked about eating pussy. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's the thing. I don't think
we tried
our
to
listeners
her.
Oh, yeah, we
know.
Were trying
to,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm waiting for her to talk about it on the show. She's like, don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking
She said, I never said, I would never say this on mine.
I know.
I think you told some stories you wouldn't say on yours.
I went on, shout out to Raquel Savage. I went on to the Savage Life podcast and she had me talking about some shit I damn sure said I wasn't going to talk about on here. So, anyways, yeah, shout out Raquel Savage if y'all haven't.
Yeah, if y'all want us to do a mashup, definitely tweet them. I'm not on Twitter, but DM me.
Yeah, let's hook it up. Let's hook it up.
We're going to get Weezy on Twitter.
Anyways, guys, you can go ahead and follow me. Catch me at Full Court Pumps on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure to go ahead and leave a review on iTunes. Leave a... follow us on SoundCloud.
And listen to So Shameless.
And listen to So Shameless. But, yeah.
My favorite So Shameless episode was the one... that last one where she said, do you think Mandy's a hoe? I fucking died, bitch. He's like, well,
and
I was in my kitchen.
I was at work looking at my computer like, what the fuck this nigga? I had Twitter ready, bitch. I had Twitter ready to, so you think I'm a hoe? Tahoe, you think I'm a hoe?
I was ready.
But then he was
I was chilling, laughing, listening. And the second I heard that shit, I feel like the dishes. What this nigga gonna say?
Everybody,
that
look.
Was good.
What's up with that titty right there?
Yeah, I'm done. Anyways, I could go ahead. Make sure you also follow the Horrible Decisions Instagram page at horrible_decisions. Also, listener letters. Email us horribledecisions@gmail.com or hit us in the DM. That's another episode of the Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
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 That was fun.
That was fun.
No, I like that one.
We're great, man.